Good afternoon, and welcome to Everybody, the podcast which shares stories that highlight people in life that make the world an interesting place, which ultimately ties us all together in unique and wonderful ways. And who am I, you might ask? I would be the head-wrapped socialite, wife, mom, micro-influencer in the fashion and etiquette world. But on this podcast, I will be introducing you to some people who I've had the opportunity to meet along my journey, who have helped enrich me and my life in beautiful ways, and who I hope will do the same in yours.
Today's special guest is someone who has been a part of my family for over 17 years, and we first met when he arrived as a soccer coach from Brazil. He brought with him a contagious passion for the beautiful game of soccer. As time passed, I have witnessed my friend's growth, not only as a coach, but as a remarkable individual. His unwavering commitment to his players' development always went hand in hand with his personal quest for self-discovery. And it was through this journey that I was able to be a witness of his strength and his speed. So please help me welcome my friend, Wesley, to the podcast. Thank you for being here, Wes.
Of course, Trina. It's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be part of this great podcast and, you know, especially coming from you. I'm so happy to be here today.
So Wes, can you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are?
So my name is Wesley Costa. I grew up in Brazil. You know, I grew up in a Christian family. I'm a very family kind of guy. So we grew up really close together. I had a good childhood, growing up in church and ministries, doing some missionary trips. And when I was 16, we had a mission trip to the U.S. I was part of the youth group back in my church back in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And we had like this kind of play, a musical that we would travel all around Brazil to spread the gospel. To, what was it, 1998, I would say, we were invited to come to the U.S. to perform in a couple churches around the country. Mm-hmm. So when I first came, I fell in love with the country. I said, you know, one day I want to come back here and study English, because back then I did not know much English.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I want to come back here and learn English and, you know, maybe, you know, play soccer too, because that was my passion, like your introduction, you know. Mm-hmm. Soccer is a big part of every Brazilian kid growing up. We always thought that we're going to be, you know, the new most famous player in the world. And I always wanted to come back here and play soccer and learn English. And God was, you know, just start moving his mysterious ways and open doors. When back in 2005, I got an invitation from a university in Oklahoma where they offered me a scholarship so I could come to the U.S., play soccer, learn English. You know, and the combination was like my perfect dream. Wow. So that's when I decided to come over here. And that was, I can say that was the best decision of my life.
Wow, that's amazing, Wes. When you came to university, did you have a major at the time as well?
I did. I actually came in that I wanted to major in physical education. Mm-hmm. And the university specifically offered that major. Mm-hmm. So I was playing soccer for them, going to school. And of course, you know, as a foreigner, we got to find ways to survive, I guess, financially. Mm-hmm. So I started working in the cafeteria of the school to, you know, provide some income. Mm-hmm. So I could stay here, even though my scholarship was, you know, a good amount of money. Right. I need some, you know, a little bit more. So that was part of my journey too. I worked in the cafeteria, then I became a resident assistant. Oh, wow. I don't know if the listeners know what that means, but it's when you sort of in charge of the dorms, mm-hmm. one of the dorms at your university. So you kind of help to, you know, control the flow of the students, make sure that everybody's healthy and safe and all that. So I was a resident assistant for the university for the 3 years that I was there. I was there for four, but for three out of the four, I also helped them as resident assistant. So that was a great experience as well.
So when you first came here, there can be a lot of challenges, you know, as far as like moving to a new country, both personally and professionally. How did your faith during that time guide you through the ups and downs of this, you know, unique transition of coming to a new country?
Yes. I mean, I can tell you that if it wasn't for my faith, mm-hmm. I would not be able to make it and be where I'm at right now. Because it's really challenging when you leave all your family and friends back in your home country, mm-hmm. and you come to a different country with different language, different customs, and different everything, and mm-hmm. trying to adjust your life to it. Right. So I can tell you 100% that if it wasn't for God and mm-hmm. His mercy and ways that He works, I wouldn't be here today. So mm-hmm. every step out of the way, it's just praying and ask for guidance. Mm-hmm. And God was just open doors here and there so I could, you know, get through the school, get through the sport, you know, without injuries, major mm-hmm. injuries, I should say, because I guess every soccer player has some kind of injury at some point in life.
Yeah, right.
you know that, right?
You have four.
So, and God was just like open doors, like, you know, just to become a resident assistant, being a foreigner student, being, you know, somebody from out of the country. And at some point I was running the whole dorms because the manager of the dorms had a maternity leave. So when she left, I was like in charge of the whole dorms myself. So it's, you know, things that happened through my journey that I cannot even like say how it's, yeah. I know how it's just God, you know what I mean?
For sure.
But in the things that He does and His ways to do things, it's just amazing.
Amen. I agree with you. I was going to ask you to, now looking back, and maybe you recognized it at the time, but were there any specific lessons, any valuable lessons that you took away from that point in your life that you're able to share?
I think like it's being conscious of, you know, things that God's doing, even mm-hmm. though a lot of times we don't see it then. Because, yeah. you know, we go through dark moments in our lives, you know, like you're by yourself and you in your room and it's like, you know, what am I doing here? You know, you miss your family, miss your friends, and like, and things are not always great. You know what I mean? You go through ups and downs in life and you got to like keep your faith. And keep that connection with God, that it's gonna help you through the process. So, you know, I cannot tell you how many times I was in my room by myself and on my knees and just mm-hmm. crying and asking for guidance. Like, why, you know, mm-hmm. what's the purpose of this? Like, why I'm going through this? Even though, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're in the United States. You like in college. You like studying for free. You're playing soccer. You're like one of the stars of the team. And it's like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but only we know what we go through when we're, you know, by ourselves in our rooms.
Yeah.
Because it's not just, you know, in especially these days, you see a lot of things, in, you know, back then we didn't have so much social media, but right. you see a lot of people posting all the great things that, you know, happens yeah. in life. And a lot of that, you know, I wouldn't say that's fake, but mm-hmm. The real person, it's when they're by themselves in their rooms, you know, with whatever they're going through. So right. it just helped me to stay connected with God throughout the process, because we have to go through a lot of different things to make it where God wants us to be, right? And it's sure. a constant, it's a day by day kind of thing. We never know what God's going to lead us to.
That's so true. And I always say it's, you know, it's from the outside looking in. Anybody can look at anybody's life on any given day. And you mentioned yeah. social media and you see all of the happy moments. But mm-hmm. you're right. It's those moments when you're by yourself experiencing true life. I believe like that's when God is pruning us for something that we have no idea on the other side of the mountain.
Yes.
Keep the faith.
Yeah. And then you realize, like, why is God placing you here and there? Like, Trina, I came from Brazil, from a huge city, a major city in Brazil with like millions and millions of people. And I came to Chickasha, Oklahoma, which I think back then, I don't know, if I remember right, it was about 10,000 people in the whole town. So there was nothing there to do. There was a Walmart, and yes, that was pretty much it. You know, a couple of restaurants here and there, most local restaurants.
Right.
And I'm like, first shock, right? I said, God, why am I here? Why did you bring me here for? Mm-hmm. But throughout my journey in college, you know, you could see the people there start touching, and the people there, yeah, you start meeting and helping through whatever they're going through, and they're helping yourself too.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you start understanding why, you know, the why. It's like, why am I here, right? Like, I remember one thing that was really like the marked my journey in college. When I was about, when I was a senior and I was about to graduate, I started attending church there since I first came. But I was never able to bring a lot of my teammates with me to church because, you know, church is Sunday morning, Saturday night, either we have a game or they would go out, and nobody wants to wake up early Sunday morning when you have the day off from all the activities.
Right.
But I remember in my senior year, I went to my pastor and said, Pastor, I want to bring my teammates in. Mm-hmm. But the only way that I see that happening is that if you're able to send an invite to the head coach and also like providing some kind of lunch.
Right.
And also recognizing the team, because we're about to go to a state tournament. So, you know, and I would like you to bring the team in, you know, tell the head coach, offer lunch and bring the team and have the church pray for us before we go off to the regional tournament.
Right.
So and that was the strategy that God gave me back then. And then the pastor was like, of course. So that whole process started. He reached out to the head coach. I talked to my head coach, and we set up all these, you know, things for the team to happen. And that day, you know, most of my teammates came to church.
Wow.
And it was like so amazing, like how many lives were touched, yeah, during the service, and having my teammates there with me. And I told them, like, I don't want anything from you guys.
Yeah.
I don't want any gift. I want you guys to come to church with me.
Mm.
And it was such an amazing moment. You know, thinking back then, it's like, maybe that was the only reason God brought me to Oklahoma. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like one of the most beautiful experiences that I had when I was in college.
That literally sends chills down my spine, because, you know, seeds were planted that day.
Yes.
And I believe that we all have a purpose. We all have a mission. And you, Wes, were open to that mission. And like you said, you didn't know exactly why. You know, you think you're coming from Brazil, you know, I'm coming to the U.S. to learn English, play soccer. But God, he's just saying, like, trust, walked in that faith. You know, that just makes my heart sing. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your testimony, because that's part of your story and you being a wonderful witness to that. I know that that day in that church, and even by the way that you lived your life, so many lives were changed, and how mm-hmm. many people end up bringing other people along to church because of you and yes. finding faith.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Can I ask you, if you wouldn't mind sharing, is there a particular moment or experience that you might have had where your faith played a pivotal role in you overcoming an obstacle, whether it be soccer or life?
Yes. We're talking about, you know, major injuries from players. So I really had a torn of my tendon, my ankle. Back when I was playing, and then at that point I'm like, you know, we go like down to the dust, right? It's like, wow, I mean, like, am I ever gonna be able to play again? And you don't know what's happening, and then you start going to like all these doctors and the like x-rays and t scans and all that, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and there's nothing else for you to do besides like holding to the promise, right? I mean, And a lot of the times, I'm not going to lie, we kind of lose our faith in the way, right? I mean, we're sure. Like, this is not going to happen. Like, I'm done. And it's like, and then you start questioning God again, you know?
Yeah.
Why? The only thing I can say, if it's like, even though we question God, but if we stick to his promise and and just don't let ourselves down, you know, to where we're going to get too confused and question too much, I guess, he will, you know, come through and he will show you the wise and he will, you know, raise you back up.
Right.
And, you know, and after all, you know, I was praying and end up not being nothing, you know, first doctor say, you know, going to have surgery and this and that. And at the end of the day, I end up having nothing. And I was, you know, able to just rest for a few weeks and come back and finish my season.
Wow.
So it's just things that you need to hold on to, you know.
Right.
Even though you kind of fall backwards sometimes, it's like, you know, this is not what God is. And then you kind of question yourself and question the things that God does for you and through you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's like, no, we need to hold on to it.
I agree. Because it's not, like you said, it's not always like in our time that things happen.
Perfect.
You know,
yes.
It's always like God's time and his timing is always perfect.
There's always a purpose. Yes.
Right. And I was also thinking with what you said, each day that we wake up and try to put our best foot forward, it's another day to be a little bit better than we were the day before, and God allows grace.
Yeah, for sure.
I do have one more question for you.
Of course.
As a coach, right, you have the opportunity to mentor and shape young athletes. How do you incorporate those faith-based principles into your coaching methods to inspire and to guide your players on and off the field? Because I know when I follow you on social media, what impresses me and what gives me inspiration, even though I'm not a soccer player, I might be. But I remember seeing a post that you had made, and you had a bunch of young soccer players, and they were sitting around in a circle, and you were in the middle of the circle, and you were praying with them, I'll bet in Portuguese, but it felt like I could understand it, on the outside looking in, and to look at the way these young soccer players were captivated by his word, you know, and the message that you presented. So if you wouldn't mind sharing with me how you incorporate your faith into your coaching methods to inspire and to guide young athletes.
Of course. I think like part of the process, it's just like sharing my story, right? Like just I'm like sharing with you and your listeners right now. And to get those kids' attention, because especially nowadays, it's crazy how much the world is offering to these kids, right? The social media, the society is offering so much, and be a follower of Christ. It's not an easy task, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to find strategies and ways to reach out and to get into this kids' hearts. So in the way that I do that is sharing my passion for the sport, sharing my story, you know, throughout my life, my career, my soccer career, and make sure they understand what God can do when you just allow him to work through you. You know what I mean? And I don't know if you remember back in Rochester when I was back there, we start doing soccer camps through the churches, because that was another strategy that God gave us. So, you know, the churches were, you know, hosting camps for free, and we will play like 1.5 hour, 2 hours, and then bring the kids in for snacks and devotional. And that was a time that we could share with them a little bit of the gospel.
Right.
So God, he started giving us strategies to you know, bring the word to these kids and showing them, like, you know, despite of everything that's happening around the world, and God is still God.
Yeah.
And we were bringing those speakers to also talk to the kids and through worship or through just a testimony or through different ways that God will give us, you know, strategies to deliver the message. And that's what we have been doing. And I, like, even though I left Rochester, I think it's going to be 3 years now, every summer I still come back up because we're still running a church camp in town. Because that's what God gave me to, like, he goes like, you can go to Florida now, but you still have this work to do here in town. We still have lots of lives to touch here. And, and you know, I just feel blessed to be chosen by God to do this kind of work. You know what I mean? Like, through soccer, through my passion, through the things that strategy that God has given me, and through the connections that I have made, God has helped us throughout the way, and just given us a lot of different opportunities to keep spreading the gospel. And that's what we do. Like I said, you know, I post things on social media because it's also, you know, these days, especially, it's where, you know, you can deliver more. I mean, you can reach out more people. But also, I still go to places and try to reach out to these kids and tell my story and talk to them and pray with them before we actually, like, play soccer and have fun and do something else. So it's very important that we understand what God has called us for.
That's beautiful, because it's so much more than the moment that we have in the everyday. We are called to his eternity. I always like to say it, we are a part of the greatest story that will ever be told. And he called all of us because we all are worthy for this moment, such as now. And of course, we cannot leave this interview without me saying congratulations
on your wedding
and your baby. And I am so happy. I'm like another mother.
You are.
So happy to see how your life has progressed with your beautiful wife. And I mean, it just brings me a lot of joy. Is there anything that you have learned thus far in parenting about yourself so far in this journey?
Oh man, we learn so much every day.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I always loved kids, right? I grew up like loving kids, trying to do as much as I could for the youth, coaching. That was my passion, because I could be, you know, a role model for these young kids and help them through to navigate through anything that, you know, would happen to them. So that was part of my my passion too, like helping the youth. And then, and as you know, I became a school counselor. I did my master's in school counseling through Winona State University and became a counselor. So, you know, not just on the field, but now off the field in the schools, I was being, you know, able to be around those kids and still helping them throughout the process. And now having my own, and it, as you know, you we've lost a baby back in 2021. And that was like, I cannot even describe how hurtful that is, right? I mean, we were pregnant 8 months and just in the regular doctor appointment, and the doctor tells my wife, like, the heart, we can't find a heartbeat no more. And then your word just, you know, falls. It's just like, you there's nothing you can do. And it's like you just like start again questioning God, like, why? Like, we're ready. I mean, I thought you're getting me ready for this moment. You know how my heart is for kids and how much I wanted to be a parent, a daddy. And and then, you know, a month before my kid is here, and then this happens. So, you know, there's no words to describe how we felt as a family here. And God is just like, you know, just calm yourself down and I'm in control, you know, I'm still in control. I'm sorry, I'm just like kind of telling you a little bit of the background of it.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. So that just gave us like more passion for the ministry and for kids. It's like in trying to understand why God allows us to go through this, you know, thinking that like, I've done everything that you asked me to do as far as like, you know, being a good role model and helping the kids and reach out and spreading the gospel. And after all that, and that's what happened, you know, happens to us. And God just like, just stay with me. You know what I mean? And you will see what I'm going to do for you. Mm-hmm. And right after that, you know, we got pregnant again and had a miscarriage. You know, that was right past COVID too. So we had like COVID and then like loss of a baby and then a miscarriage. And I'm like, God, you know what I mean? When we go back to that dark place, it's like, what's happening?
Right.
But you stay faithful and you stick with God. And you just like put your knees on the ground and said, God, I'm still here. You know, I want you to show me your ways and I still trust you. And you know, and a little bit after that, we got pregnant again. And we're so happy now that Ryan's here with us. He was born in February, healthy baby, beautiful. And life has just taught us so much. Being a parent, it's like the joy of my life. It's like so amazing having a baby, you know, somebody that God is trusting you, you know, full time, 100% of the time that I have the opportunity to teach him everything that I was taught one day and everything that I've been doing throughout my life through the work with the youth. And now I have my own, and it's been, of course, an adjustment, you know, because it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like trying to understand, you know, what God has just, you know, stored for us and believing it and trusting that he's always going to come through. And I'm loving being a dad. My wife is happy. We are so happy. Again, Ryan is beautiful and perfect, healthy. You know, I have him practicing soccer already as a 3-month-old. I play around with him. I said, I gave him a little boy. I said, buddy, every day, at least 2 minutes. Come on, let's go. Let's start kicking the ball.
That is fantastic.
But the most important thing is just like, you know, you see that God was preparing you. Mm-hmm. Through the way to where I'm at right now, you know, even through the loss of a child that, again, we can't describe how, you know, how much that hurts you or destroys you inside. You know, I believe that through everything that I've gone through throughout my life, you know, and my faith and things that God has done throughout the way, it gave me strength to stick, you know, stick with God and be a good support to my wife through those, you know, hard moments that we went through. Right. And to now be, you know, enjoying this new phase of our lives now with baby Ryan here with us. So it's been great. I mean, we're loving it every second of the way, and it's been beautiful. I can't just wait what God has store for him as well, and
for sure,
and for us as a parents too, because we know that work is not done. We still have a lot to do. Correct. For him and for others.
Yes. For sure, Wes. For sure. I just want to say to you, Wes, you know, thank you for being so forthcoming and so vulnerable and sharing with the listeners your story, and that the path that we walk is sometimes not always easy, but with God as our guide, we can overcome any obstacle. We can find strength in adversity and emerge truly better versions of ourselves. And that faith comes in many forms and can shape our lives in profound ways. It is a force that can anchor us during the turbulent times, but also can provide moments of clarity when we are in doubt. And it can also ignite within us fire to pursue our dreams, as you are a testament to that, Wes, with unwavering
determination. So thank you, Wes, for being my friend. Thank you for being here and sharing your story and your journey. And I truly enjoyed this conversation. This conversation today filled my cup.
Oh,
thank you.
You're very welcome. I also want to take the opportunity to thank you and your beautiful family for, you know, all these years that we've been together. You know, we met through soccer and became close friends, and we have done a lot of things together, soccer-wise, you know, church-wise, school-wise, because I was a counselor at one of your kids' school for a while.
For sure.
And I had the opportunity to coach them all. So, you know, you guys have been a blessing to me, to the community, and I'm sure to a lot of different people where you guys, you know, go. So thank you for everything that you guys do as a family too, and for this podcast, for your social media that, you know, I'm sure it's reaching out a lot of different lives out there as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you and your beautiful wife and beautiful babies. And I just love, I love you. Fake. I love you.
Yeah. And you're going to be meeting him soon.
I can't wait. And we'll chat soon.
Sounds good.